This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Sean is here in the news chair this morning.
That's right, and half of its original size is where we're at now. And you know the 911 call is going well when it says, I can't understand a thing you're saying.
Oh, my.
So we'll get to that.
Wow.
We'll start here. Just 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating the U.S. Navy's birthday, and today...
Ah, yes!
We celebrate Navy Day!
Navy Day!
Well, not an official national holiday.
Yeah, what is this?
It's something that was honored to... It was done to honor the Navy.
Uh-huh.
It was placed on October 27th for several reasons, one being the Navy League suggested it, because it's Theodore Roosevelt's birthday.
Oh, really?
And Roosevelt was a big proponent of the Navy. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy at one point, and he always supported a strong Navy and the idea of a Navy Day. In addition to that, October 27th was the anniversary of the 1775 report issued by a special committee of the Continental Congress about purchasing merchant ships
to form a
U.S.
Navy.
Yeah. So, I mean, all that kind of special on this one day.
All right.
And President Warren Harding spoke highly of the day, stating, quote, from our earliest national beginnings, the Navy has always been and deserved to be an object of special pride to the American people.
Well, when the Navy was incepted, you know, if you ruled the seas, you ruled the world.
That was trade, that was everything.
Yeah, that was all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we put together just some merchant ships who were willing to stand up,
yeah,
God bless every one of them.
God bless you, every one of you.
That's right. And everybody who has served and continues to serve to this day, and the people who support you as well.
Amen. So. Amen.
Just want to show a little recognition there, especially in this area. Mm-hmm. Speaking of this area,
yeah.
It is fall, obviously, and you actually had forwarded this to me this morning, which I thought was nice.
Uh-huh.
If you're one of those people who love seeing all the fall foliage and the changing leaves and everything, there are some spots you can go around Virginia to really get a good look.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the Colonial Parkway, which we're all familiar with, the 23-long-mile roadway that stretches between the York River to the James River. So you can go check that out.
Scenic route, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The York River State Park, obviously, in James City County up there by the York River.
Mm-hmm.
False Cape State Park, you can go up there and check it out as well. The other side of Virginia Beach, there's First Landing State Park. That's an option as well.
Right.
Which has a lot of really nice hiking trails that I've used on many occasions.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we were going on a 2 mile hike, and it was a 6 mile hike.
It's funny how that happens,
isn't it? Isn't
it?
Yeah.
You get to a certain point, and you're like,
one wrong turn, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to be real careful about which one you're
on. I believe I have to give Mrs. Rumble a course on orienteering. A little something.
Yeah, couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt. And finally, the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
But we all know about the Great Dismal Swamp here. But hey, look, if you're looking for a place to go check out some leaves, maybe take some pictures, take the family out.
Nice.
So, U.S. health advisors have endorsed kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for young children.
Syringes.
The vote Tuesday by the Food and Drug Administration panel moves the nation closer to vaccinating children 5 to 11. Dr. Cohn, one of the FDA advisors on why this move was so important.
Vaccine preventable disease from my perspective, and COVID is also the eighth highest killer of kids in this age group over the past year.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean,
you
it is.
That?
Yeah.
Number eight. Top 10.
Yep. So when people say it's not a big deal with kids. So
well, let it be your kid then.
Yeah. The FDA.
It's a big deal to any parent whose kid gets sick.
The FDA isn't bound by the recommendation of this panel, obviously, but they're expected to make their own decision within days. If the regulators agree, shots could begin as early as next week. Dr. Offit, another FDA advisor, says they didn't come to this decision without putting some real thought into it.
It's always nerve-wracking. I think when you're asked to make a decision for millions of children based on studies of only a few thousand children. So, I mean, I guess the way I struggle or I try and deal with this is that it's never when you know everything, you never know everything. The question is, when do you know enough? And I think we certainly know that there are many children between 5 and 11 years of age who are susceptible to this disease, who could very well be sickened or hospitalized or die from it.
Yeah, so obviously it's an important step. Young children would get a third of the dose given to teens and adults. A study found kid-sized vaccinations are nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections. So that's good news.
Yeah, no kidding.
President Joe Biden's big domestic policy is now half of its original size and being pulled apart and reconfigured as Democrats edge closer to satisfying their most reluctant lawmakers. They're trying to wrap up talks on what is now a $1.75 trillion package. A proposed billionaire's tax is running into criticism as a cumbersome way of handling this, leaving the revenue needed to pay for the package deeply in flux. that's forcing difficult reductions for things like proposals for health care and paid family leave. They're having to cut some of that out. But they talked about it. Representative Pramila Jayapal, she's a Democrat from Washington, talked about how they've had to make some cuts, but, you know, they're still getting things in there that they want.
We have been clear that we had these priorities. And really, if you look at child care, pre-K, home and community-based care, three out of our four, with the exception of paid leave, which does not look like it's in a good place, three out of those four we've gotten.
So, if we could just stop hammering things flat in the background, I would very much appreciate you not banging out that chicken cutlet while she's trying to talk there.
Hey, we're working on dinner.
Have you been in the Capitol? Have you
yes.
been in the nation's capital?
Yes.
Have you walked the halls, mm-hmm. Statuary Hall? Everything is grand. Mm-hmm. The size of everything is grand. And that noise is that's feet on the tiles. And, dude, it's everywhere.
Yep.
It reverberates. It is one of the loudest buildings I've ever been in.
Yeah. If you can't handle, like, just your repetitive noise and
oh, my gosh.
There's people that drives crazy. That is not the building for you. I remember that as well. Biden met Tuesday with lawmakers at the White House, including two holdouts, Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, to try and get this all hammered out. So we'll see if they're able to finish that up this week like they want. A father in Cincinnati got angry at his son over the weekend because he wouldn't stop playing guitar. You know, apparently, you know, that's driving him a little nuts, which isn't that weird, except here's the thing. The dad is 79.
Okay, so the son is like 50?
The son is 50.
Yeah.
Fred Hensley Jr. had been jamming out for over an hour and refused to stop, so Fred Sr. lost his temper and grabbed his gun threatened to shoot him.
Oh, my gosh.
Then he did.
Oh, my gosh.
He claims he was just trying to shoot the guitar, but obviously, you know, guitars aren't bulletproof.
No, you can't shoot a guitar. What kind of an idiot are you?
So he ended up shooting his son in the side.
My God, is he okay?
Luckily, he didn't die. He's being taken care of, but he didn't die. It sounds like the guitar is pretty much toast, though, because he did put a bullet hole through it. After the shooting, they got into a scuffle. Fred Sr. ended up with a fat lip and some cuts on his face.
After the shooting?
Yeah. So son was angry enough and able to move.
I'd have hit him with the guitar.
Yeah. Then he called 911 and told them he accidentally shot his son.
911,
what's
the emergency?
Well, I accidentally shot my son here.
Is he awake?
I cannot understand a word you're saying.
Is he awake?
Yes.
I need to know where he was shot at. Was it the head, the arm, the chest, the leg?
It's in his side.
Very cavalier there at the end. It's in his side.
Side's a pretty large area.
Yeah.
Give me lower side, upper side.
Even in
chest
the report.
Chest high, kidneys, where are we at?
Even in the report, they have somewhere between his stomach and his ribs. So, I mean,
well,
that's still a wide range of area.
Still, I mean, you know.
There's a lot in there,
there
you know, to take care of. They sent an ambulance and got Fred Jr. to a hospital. The dad is facing charges for felonious assault and domestic violence.
Here you go. This is when, see here, you get out that gun, you start waving it around because you're some big tough guy. This is the only agency you have. I get that. You know, you're old, whatever it is. But then it goes off.
Yeah.
And now it's jackpot.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. And now we have much bigger problems. Yeah. Well, this isn't a gun, but she whipped something out. A woman on TikTok left viewers shocked after showing off some butter that she made using her own breast milk.
Yeah.
Yep. The clip captioned, "My crowning achievement," currently has over 1.2 million views, and she is so proud of herself.
I've done it. I made butter out of my breast milk. I don't know if I've ever been more proud.
That's hysterical.
Here's my butter. My butter. My utter butter.
She kind of sounds like the, remember the Chewbacca mask mom?
Oh, she sounds just like
she
the Chewbacca
sounds a lot like that,
mask lady, yeah.
Unfortunately, her creation has received mixed reviews within her household. Another video showed her taste testing the butter with her husband.
Okay, all right.
While he claimed that he'd happily have his wife's butter on toast.
Yeah.
She wasn't so impressed with it. She, not a fan.
It tastes great.
Which is bad.
What's your, out of 10?
Five.
Going five?
To me, it tastes like, you know, when you, like, burp and it kind of tastes like throw up.
God bless. What'd you do?
Yeah, no kidding. What were you eating
what did you
before
do?
You made that?
Breast milk. My remembrance of breast milk is that it was kind of sweet tasting.
Yeah, yeah, I've tried it before.
Like condensed milk, almost.
I kind of got.
How
like,
did you F it up and turn it into vomit here
yeah.
as butter?
Yeah.
That should be great butter.
It was when I tried the, and don't ask why. When I tried it the one time, the girl I was dating at the time, tasted kind of cantaloupe-y.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's what she's eating.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, it was just sweet, like you said.
But,
it just,
yeah,
that
I
was
just
the flavor I got from it. Yeah,
being, I was very surprised.
Yeah. Well, another video also shows the mother making breast milk ice cream, which she has since tried and had approved by her 3-year-old daughter.
You know, there are very militant breastfeeding people who are screaming at the radio right now about what a waste this is.
Yeah.
That this stuff is gold, that it saves babies' lives, that it can be not only can you consume it, it's used in treatments and helps children and this and that. I don't know if you were up here the first time around when the breastfeeding lady came up to counsel Shelley on before winter was born or right after winter was born. And I mean, we were all in tears with this wonder drug that is breast milk. And these people are just cavalierly turning it into half-ass snacks for the whole family.
My argument would be that, A, it's her breast milk. She's not getting it from somebody else and wasting it.
Yeah.
And, B, the family's consuming it. So, and her 3-year-old
daughter's
eating it.
Maybe they're getting the benefits of
it. Maybe they're getting something out of it. I don't know.
It's all vomity, apparently. or belchy, whatever it was. It's like, wow.
Belchy butter.
My, your fluids taste weird.
Back to you.
And on that note.
It's Rumble.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Northwest winds 14 to 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 66. Last check, it was about 52 degrees. A little brisk out there with the news. I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I got a buddy in Atlanta that does radio. His name is Bert.